Audio Gravity, 4th of July 2009. First link today is regarding Gary McKinnon. Gary McKinnon was a hacker from the UK, from London specifically, who was on a quest to find little green men or information and data regarding it. And he managed to tap into a computer at Pentagon, at the Pentagon in America. Washington, to be exact, and he basically installed a backdoor on numerous machines there so he could get back in at any time. And supposedly he is a terrorist, according to the US government. And this has been going on for quite some time now. They're trying to extradite Gary to the US. They're actually going down the avenue now that a health one. They're concerned that if he goes over there, it will basically be a really bad thing for him health wise, because of his autistic, and so they've handed over a 4,000 name petition regarding this, and I thought it was interesting that David Cameron and Nick Clegg had given it their backing, not to extradite him to the US. Look into the story on Gary McKinnon. If you go back through a lot of my tweets and blog posts from the last year, I've been following this case, and they're basically accusing him of breaking lots of stuff and costing them lots of money, which I find a little bit hard to believe. Obviously, he's done something wrong, so he's going to have to do time, have to do some sort of sentence, but they're trying their best to make sure that it happens over here. He's got a lot of celebrities behind him. Sting, David Gilmour, Julie Christie, Peter Gabriel, Keith Duffy, Emma Noble, politicians David Cameron, Nick Clegg, Charles Kennedy, Sumendis Campbell, David Blunkett, Boris Johnson, Katie Howey, Tony Benn, campaigners, Terry Waite, Sham Sikramanti. Apologise if I got a name wrong. I just hope that Gary can do his time over in the UK. I think it would be an absolute tragedy if he got extradited to the US to have his time for his sentence. If they do put him away, it will be behind bars for up to 60 years. Next story today is over on Unicat. Now, Unicat have got this epic van truck vehicle called the EX70-HDQ. It's pictured in the desert. Basically, it's like this home on wheels. But it's super, super industrial strength. You're probably only getting about 10 miles per gallon out of this thing. They show you the front area where they've got a laptop. Looks like an Asus in the front. They've got this all these panels and operation things come out of the side. They've got a quad bike that drops down from the back. They've got this whole inside area where you've got all the tables and chairs. And the computer just looks absolutely beautiful. I'd love to know how much one of these things would cost. It looks like the end of the world vehicle. Literally, you just drive it when the world's ended. Next link today, how to install Windows 7 from a USB drive. So there's really two simple steps to this. You really need a USB drive that's 4 gig minimum. Download the Windows 7 ISO image file. And then you need a little cool application from SourceForge called UNet Booting. And you run this on a Windows installation. That's the only little caveat with this, is that you have to have a Windows installation already. So maybe you've got VMware running on Mac and you've already got Windows 7 in there. Download this application. You select the distribution, select the version, the disk image, point it to the USB drive. It takes about 10-15 minutes to do the extraction. Once it's done it, you can literally just put in the USB device into your machine, into your netbook or whatever you're using. Make sure that you set in the firmware that your starter border is to boot from the USB. And away you go. Really, really easy to do. It means that if you've got a friend who's on XP or you're out somewhere and somebody's machine's crashed or they're at a function or an event, literally in 15, 20 minutes you can install an operating system that they might know better than Linux or Mac. So it's useful to either upgrade somebody or to refresh somebody's machine. I intend to put this on a USB stick and take it up to my mum's and completely put a new version of Windows on there and see if it runs any better for her. Next link today is Omegle, O-M-E-G-L-E. This is quite strange, really, and some people might be a little bit freaked out with it because the title, the premise behind it is Talk to Strangers. At this moment in time, there's 2,297 users online. You basically hit a button that says start a chat and you're dropped into this completely anonymous one-to-one conversation with some stranger. They do have an Apple App Store version of it as well, which I haven't looked into yet. I quite like the idea of getting people who are not used to using computers chatting, get used to. You don't have to say who you are, where you're from, what you do, any of that sort of stuff. You can just have this one-to-one conversation. And if you want to tell them stuff, you can. If you don't want to tell them stuff, you don't have to. Next link today is I have the sneezes today. Everything that can be thrown at me is being thrown at me. I've got a head cold, I've got sneezes, but I'm fighting through it. Next link is Trackstick 2. This is the final link today. It's a little track device which you put a SIM, I think, I presume, in it, or I don't think this one's a satellite one, but you literally put it into, carry it around wherever you want to take it. It's got GPS tracking, geotag photos, you can map with Google on it, you can share various destinations with Flickr on it. It's a cool little device. I don't know if they're in the UK yet. This is something that I've been looking into for quite some time with the whole geotagging stuff, because they've got some really, really cool GPS tracking devices coming out. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.